And we call it the phase one, phase two, phase three training. The longer term your perspective in working with your students and working with your school, the better. So that being the case, when we start working with a new student, we have a 3 to 5 year perspective in mind. Even if that student is here only on a 2-lesson introductory course, or a 1-year program, or a 4-month program, it doesn't matter. In our mind, this is a 3 to 5 year relationship minimum, because that's how long it's going to take them to make black belt. So in order to get them to black belt, we have to be very careful. And this is what phase one, phase two, phase three mean. Phase one is year one of the student's training. And in phase one, the students are not hammered physically. In other words, we don't spend a lot of time correcting their techniques. We certainly do correct it, and we'll do that consistently each class, but it's done very gently, it's done very warmly, it's done from an encouraging standpoint. For instance, Johnny, your sidekick is certainly getting powerful. If you just blade that foot a little bit more, turn those toes down, it'll look a lot more like a black belt. So it's a fun type of encouraging correction. Our primary emphasis on that phase one first year is not so much the physical technique. We care more about developing the black belt attitude. And the black belt attitude is one of believing in yourself and allowing yourself to try, to allow you to achieve your potential. So 90% of the training is mental, 10% is physical. We have to get the student to concentrate. We have to get the student to come to class regularly, in other words, develop the discipline. We have to get the student to have the confidence to will the power to execute. So without these important areas, along with a sense of self-control, because you're going to be teaching children and adults how to punch and kick, you want to make sure that there's a sense of responsibility that goes with that. We want to emphasize teaching those skills and developing those skills so that in year two, when we get to phase two, we can start to balance it out a little bit. See, there's no need in year one to hammer somebody on their technique to the point where they're discouraged and they drop out. Is that person going to reach black belt? No. So what's the point of getting on their case and making them do, you know, 20 knuckles in the broken glass? And often the student could be a great student if you would just bring them along a little more gently. So year one, phase one, 10% physical, 90% mental. Our main focus is on building that attitude, building that confidence, a lot of encouragement. Year two, phase two, 50-50. We start to lean in their technique a little bit more. We explain to them they're getting higher in rank. It's time to start tightening those techniques down. Let's look sharp, but what's the difference? Now we have a student that is concentrating. Now we have a student that has more discipline. Now we have a student that is committed to black belt, because at this point they're definitely in the black belt club. So they are able to accept and adjust to these corrections much better in phase two than they ever could have thought of in phase one. So in phase one, we're very gentle. Phase two, we're still real gentle, but we're a little more stern. We're leaning on them a little bit harder. Phase three encompasses years 3 through 5, and this is when the students are getting ready for their black belt test. And at that point, we are just flat out merciless, I'll be honest with you. It goes to about 30% mental, 70% physical. They are running every day. They're coming to the school every night. They're teaching classes. They're performing katas for hours. They are fighting 2, 3, 4 people at once. They're ready for it, because we had a very long-term perspective. And the mistake a lot of schools make is they try and take a phase three attitude into a phase one student. You try and get them to be tough as nails, to be disciplined, to hit the line, toe the line, to do the push-ups, to do the sit-ups, to fight real hard, when in reality, they're just not ready for that yet. Back off a little bit, let them build their confidence so that later at phase three and last part of phase two, you can step in there and hammer, you can step in there and push hard, and you're gonna have a student that's hungry for it. They'll be ready for it. And the key result is that you're gonna have great black belts, and you're not just gonna have a couple. We now have 22 black belts preparing to take their exam in July. We just tested 10. This is how our cycle works. So we're now we have masses of people graduating to black belt, and the quality is only improving.